Rodney, a pleasant melody, not familiar with it, but one that we found from the Nat King Cole Trio.
Good stuff there.
Hit the Ramp. The Ramp, one of the many accommodations we've seen since 1990, when the Americans with Disabilities Act was enacted. Those accommodations now presumed, expected, maybe even take it for granted, but not by the Rocky Mountain ADA Center. Rachel Stafford joins us on the line from a conference down in downtown Denver. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Thanks so much. How about that Nat King Cole? You've got a theme song you can use now.
I didn't even know it. That's wonderful.
All right. Life with the Americans with Disabilities Act today, last year, the 25th anniversary. Are those accommodations fully accepted and always applied these days, do you find?
Oh, I wish that they were. I don't mean to say that all is doom and gloom, but I think the old phrase goes, everyone's heart is in the right place. We're seeing still a lot of application fall through or fall short. So there's some work to do still.
Okay. New buildings, it's all written in, but old buildings, we're still retrofitting, a few centuries of American development.
That's right. Buildings, sidewalks, not to get too technical, but under Title II of the ADA, it's programs and services for state and local governments. For example, Denver needs to make all their programs accessible. So that's where we're kind of seeing a bulk of the work still needing to be done. But we're happy to report the city and county of Denver is top-notch in terms of accessibility. And, in fact, a new report just came out naming the state of Colorado the most accessible state in the country. So we're pretty proud of the work going on here.
Wow, even the trails when you head up to do some hiking. A couple of terms that may be a little passe. Help us get modern with the disability community. Is the phrase handicapped out of fashion now?
That is pretty out, and through no fault of anyone, but that was a term that got pretty well accepted, and now if you ask someone with a disability about that term, they'll say that's my golf score. So we're looking right now. The trend is we want to use people-first language, whether we're talking about life or a disability. I happen to be a lawyer, for example. You don't say lawyer Rachel no more than you would say blind Peter. It's going to be, Peter has a disability. We're not wheelchair bound. We're not suffering from anything. Mm. It's people first, then they happen to have something secondary.
Sure. Wheelchair user is a more contemporary phrase.
That's right. So it would be Peter is a wheelchair user. That's mm-hmm. correct.
Mm-hmm. What's happening downtown at the Hyatt Regency, where RTD is sponsoring a national ADA symposium? What are you looking forward to out of those meetings?
That's right. We bring together thought leaders and state and local governments and big corporate businesses all get together and train and educate and share ideas on how we can continue to propel the ADA moving forward, how we can make those accommodations and make things accessible. We've got about 900 attendees, which is the largest to date. It's been going on for several years, and we're really proud. We bring it back to Denver typically every other year because of the accessibility. So it's exciting stuff.
Rachel Stafford, Rocky Mountain ADA, meeting downtown at the National ADA Symposium. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.